Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, you know, I'm a fighter, and that's my culture. And I think the longer that I own this team, they're going to pick up more of my culture is that we had them. We should have stepped on their throat the other night and cut their throat, okay? It's not, let's make a few shots and win. It's step on their throat and let's take it back to Houston and end it in six. And we'll pick up a few Tillmanisms along the way in the next few years.
That's Rockets owner Tillman Fertitta after the Rockets lost to the Golden State Warriors. We broke the news on Friday at Sports Radio 610 that Fertitta, not Daryl Morey, was the man who picked up Mike D'Antoni's option. This news, we've been talking about this for a while, but it became more topical and it became something that people needed to see more as soon as Mike D'Antoni spoke with Mark Berman on Friday and confirmed that the three assistant coaches that have been fired by Daryl Morey this offseason, number one, they weren't his choice. And number two, if you wanted to ask about that, he said that you should go ask Daryl Morey about this, to which we broke the news that Fertitta was the one who picked up the option. And I got to tell you, John, I've been working the phones. I've been talking to some people. This is just the very beginning for the Houston Rockets. This is just the very beginning part of the three-way battle between Mike D'Antoni, Tillman Fertitta, and Daryl Morey. And usually when stuff like this happens, it's one guy versus another is the main event, the main right. card, if you will. But you can point the arrow any which way, and this is clear. This is a three-way battle between owner, GM, and coach. And I got to tell you, this is just the beginning, and there will be bombs dropped in the pending future about the Houston Rockets.
First things first, shout out to you. You said we broke it.
Shout out to me.
And we did it as a station, of course. It's on sportsradio610.com if you want to follow up on that and read the entire story. But Landry had this story that Tillman Fertitta made the decision to pick up D'Antoni's option next season, not Daryl Morey. Here's what's going on now, and I mentioned it in the last segment. This is an organization in complete disarray, and I don't mean that for hyperbolic reasons. I don't mean it for dramatic purposes. I'm telling you right now, you don't not extend a coach's contract, head coach's contract going into his last year. You don't have that head coach basically lobbying to get his contract extended. You don't have the general manager, not the head coach, fire assistant coaches or, you know, make force assistant coaches out. You don't have the owner make a decision to keep Mike D'Antoni, your head coach, not the general manager. And you don't have the general manager basically for the last 3 weeks lobbying his own cause about little bitty, you know, juice box moments, you know, snacks and
being
juice.
The closest team to the Warriors compared to everybody
else.
We
won just as many games as everybody else as the Warriors. We have this. This is a dysfunctional mess right now in terms of leadership. I just feel like, and people do need to read your story. It's on sportsradio610.com. You also have it on your Twitter account, at Landry Locker. But this is only the beginning. Even not knowing what you know, because you've been plugged into some guys that know what's going on over there, you could see that coming. Because there's more coming.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, talking about the drama with the Rockets. Tillman Fertitta last June was the one who picked up D'Antoni's option, not Daryl Morey. And Daryl Morey, this is another thing that I can confirm. Daryl Morey is firing these assistant coaches without D'Antoni's permission. This isn't something he's running by D'Antoni. Daryl Morey is firing these assistants without the permission of Mike D'Antoni. Mm-hmm. That's something I can confirm. Now, from Fertitta's perspective, I think we're going to see a situation where, and it was questioned last year, and it's hard for a lot of people to believe, but Tillman Fertitta being I know this is like a trigger word for him, and he gets a little bit upset about it, but Tillman Fertitta being a cheap owner, there's validity to that. And there's actually some proof that maybe Tillman Fertitta is, for lack of a better term, a cheap owner and running this basketball team much like he would one of his restaurants, which by the way, his restaurants are very successful, and mm-hmm. I strongly recommend going and eating at them. But this is what Fertitta did last year, because if you look at what the Rockets did and the moves that they made, they were under the luxury tax. They got under the luxury tax in the last minute.
Yeah.
And if you look at the moves they made, it was very clear that they were trying to get below that luxury tax. First they traded Brandon Knight and a first-round pick mm-hmm. for Iman Shumpert to basically dump Brandon Knight's contract. Then they traded Ennis to the Sixers, yeah. and they just swapped second-round picks. That got them below the luxury tax. The other thing they didn't do is they didn't use the mid-level exception. And they got below the luxury tax, which I don't think, based on the people I talked to, bothers Daryl Morey. Mm-hmm. Because that's what a lot of owners want to do. They don't want to pay the luxury tax. But the problem is, and where Tillman Fertitta can be, this is the danger zone that Tillman Fertitta is flirting with, is that when you go below that luxury tax and you tell your GM you want to get below that luxury tax and yeah. you don't use the mid-level exception and all that stuff, to come out and say that it was a fluke that you yeah. got below the luxury tax and Daryl Morey was just sitting there throwing first-round picks at guys so that he could get rid of contracts, that's where you're in a danger zone if you're Tillman Fertitta, and you're kind of undermining a guy who, regardless of how you feel about Daryl Morey, has more basketball skins on the wall
right.
than a guy who's run a bunch of restaurants.
You don't run a professional sports organization like a restaurant, no matter how successful your restaurant is, okay? I'm sure Tillman Fertitta, and this is just the tip of the iceberg, I'm sure Tillman Fertitta knows exactly how many pats of butter need to be in the little holder on every table in his restaurants. If you take away three pats of butter, can save you $1 million a year or whatever. You know what I'm talking about? Whatever that might be. You can't do it like that. It has the markings of that happening. The other markings that I see here is Daryl Morey has issues with Mike D'Antoni. Mike D'Antoni has issues with Daryl Morey. They both have issues with the way Tillman Fertitta is getting his hands on things.
Don't sleep on the Fertitta versus D'Antoni, though.
Exactly.
I'm telling you right yeah. now, don't sleep on that. Like I said, there's gonna be more stuff to come out on this, but don't sleep on the Fertitta versus Mike D'Antoni. However, John, I kind of understand all three perspectives.
Oh,
because
sure.
Mike D'Antoni, as a head coach who's been doing this for a while, wants to hire his own assistants.
Mm-hmm.
Daryl Morey is a GM who has all these skins on the wall. He wants to hire his own coaches. I understand that. Tillman Fertitta is a successful businessman. He wants to be able to be more hands-on. And if you take it a step further, and I think a lot of people can relate to this, John, I think we can even relate to this somewhat in our everyday lives.
Mm-hmm.
You can be as accomplished as you want, and you can have this amazing body of work, and you can have this resume that says that you're one of the best in the world at what you do. However, if the boss changes and a new boss comes in, what you've done in the past really doesn't matter. And that boss is going to judge you on what you do when they're in charge. Les Alexander mm-hmm. was the old owner when Daryl Morey was doing his thing. That was his boss.
Yeah.
Since Tillman Fertitta took over this team, the Chris Paul trade was already made.
Yeah.
So that doesn't mean anything to him. He bought this team when the Chris Paul trade was already made.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what Daryl Morey has done just in the last 2 years since Fertitta has been overseeing him. He gave Chris Paul a crappy contract, one of the top two worst contracts in the NBA.
Yeah.
Not a good look. He rolled the dice on Carmelo Anthony, and that completely, completely faltered. Not a good look. He really hasn't been one of the best GMs in basketball.
I've been saying
since
that.
Fertitta. Now, he did win Executive of the Year last year, but that was because of something that happened before Fertitta got here. If you just look at the window in which Daryl Morey has done his job and the quality in which he's done his job since Fertitta got the job, someone as successful as Tillman Fertitta that evaluates guys like he does, he can't be that impressed, because all the good stuff he did was before he took over.
Well, I've said it repeatedly. As much as I like the guy, and it kind of bothers me to say it, but we can't ignore the truth here. You can't give a general manager all the credit when a team is constructed to a championship level or a near championship level and not blame him when it falls apart. You know, coaches get all the very little credit and a lot of the blame. The opposite is true with general managers, successful general managers. They get all the credit and none of the blame. This is as much Daryl Morey's fault as anybody's. And here's the other thing. Daryl Morey is circling the boat, circling the wagons right now, because he's forcing Mike D'Antoni to lose his to lose his assistant coaches here. And now a report coming out this morning that the Rockets are looking at Tyronn Lue to be an assistant coach. Okay. What does that tell D'Antoni?
Okay.
If Daryl Morey is bringing in Tyronn Lue to be a, quote, assistant coach.
A guy who just turned down a Lakers job.
Yes. What do you think that's telling Mike D'Antoni?
I mean, it's telling you you're basically a dead coach walking. You're in the last year of deal, so it's put up or shut up for him. We haven't even gotten to the Chris Ball, James Harden.
And I haven't even gotten to the fact that Daryl Morey might be out of here within 2 years.
Well, we'll get into that a little bit later on in the show, but the bottom line is, as you heard first, courtesy of sportsradio610.com, Tillman Fertitta's the one that picked up D'Antoni's option. As you heard from Mark Berman, Daryl Morey's the one firing Mike D'Antoni's assistants. And the drama goes further and further and further than that. And it's ironic because the Rockets' slogan this year was run as one. They're damn sure not running as one out there at the Toyota Center. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig
run
with
as
you.
Several.
Sports Radio 610. But at the end of the day, it's going to be.
We got to start that hashtag, run as several.
Hashtag run as several. yeah, you might have a future in PR, OG. If this radio thing, media thing doesn't work out, you might have a future in PR. Texans back on the field and the most improved teams in the NFL. The NFL Hall of Famer John McClain is going to join us. We're going to discuss next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.